Yeah, I watch it more analytically. It's not, can't get too wrapped up in the excitement of it all because, I've got to keep my emotions in check and make sure that, that time comes, I'm going to be mentally ready to and focused in to go do it. But, I also perform better and do better whenever I'm a little relaxed and enjoy the moment. So, I watch the game and watch how it unfolds, and then just once that time comes where we're in third down and I'm ready to kick, I get my mind right and I know what my job is. And with our team, we pick up a lot of third downs in the red, in scoring areas. So then I just start that process all over again if we pick up those third downs. So with this team in the playoffs especially, I've been getting prepared to kick a lot, and we keep picking up third downs in the red zone. So leg gets worn out whenever you're just you keep going through that process over and over again.
I mean, the amount of pressure that's on you guys and the importance of what you do, generally in the game, the kickers get the rewards and the satisfaction in terms of external stuff that you should appreciate it as much.
Yeah. I mean, they obviously, you kick that game winner. Everyone appreciates that. So it is. It is a fine line. The kicker's the hero or the goat, and it ends up being that way sometimes. It's cool because I think that's how it ends up being, because we come in at the very last second to kick a field goal, and we might not have necessarily been superly involved in the game. So you take the good and the bad with it, but the plan is always to be the hero, make that kick, and go out there and perform.
You know, the goal, you see guys sometimes in college, they look absolutely crushed when they miss.
Yeah.
Whereas the pros walking off in the straight way.
Yeah, you just, you just have to just kind of live with those moments. You got to move on to the next one, because that next moment you miss a kick there in the course of a game, you're going to have another moment to go out there and do it, and you can't be dwelling on it or it'll eat at you, and you don't want you don't want to repeat mistakes. That's the biggest thing in the NFL, is making sure you bounce back from misses. So the key thing is go out there. I do the same process every time, and just hit the ball the same way I've done it a million times. And this game, culmination of a whole a whole season, you got to be as sharp as possible.